Chazars Zeichen Nishna Bechichas Chashab Bnei Vam Yehudim and Sechdu Shabbos Daf Samach Gimel. The Mishnah means not to go on in Shabbos with a sword, a bow, a shield, an ola, we'll see what that means, or a spear. And if he does, he's Chayav Echatos. Well, Eliezer says these things are considered Tachshitim and therefore he wouldn't be Chayav Echatos. Chacham said all these things are disgraceful, like the Pasuk says, that lo yisa, that when Mashiach comes, lo yisa goyel goy chayav, lo yilu b'nu oil l'chamot, so you see it's a disgraceful thing and therefore it can't be considered to be a Tachshit. Mishnah continues, a biris can't become tamei, and a woman could go out with it on Shabbos. Kivolim could become tamei, and a woman may not wear them outside on Shabbos. Zok the Gemara and Allah referred to in the Mishnah is like a club with a big, thick, round head that's used to hit. Mishnah said, Rabbi Eliezer, Eimer tachshitin hein loy. Bryce says, yes, Rabbi Eliezer, if weapons are tachshitin, why are they going to stop to exist when Mashiach comes? Rabbi Eliezer says, that's because there's going to be no wars. It's like having a candle during the daytime. It's totally useless. But when it's needed, it's very good. When it's needed, it's a tachshit. So at a time when there are wars, avada, it's a tachshit. This concept argues on Shmuel, who says that the only thing that's going to change when Mashiach comes is that we're no longer going to be under the malchus of the goyim. We're no longer going to have shibet golias. We're not going to have anymore. Which is mashma, there will still be wars, and therefore weapons will still be needed, even the Moshe Mashiach. Another version of the Brayse, actually, as it says, the reason why the Tachshitim is because they will not cease to exist when Mashiach comes. Even after Mashiach, there will be wars, and then based on this version, so Rabbi Eliezer is in lockstep with Shmuel, who says that the only difference is Shibud Malchus Bavad. Abai explains Rabbi Eliezer calls weapons Tachshitim because the pasuk says Chagor Chabcha Al Yorech Gibor. It's your glory and your splendor, referring to the weapons. If Kahana asked that pasuk really referring to Torah, so Mar Bar Ravuna said that Lemaisa, the Pshuta Shlomikra is still that it's referring to weapons, and therefore you still have to understand the pasuk according to Pshuta Shlomikra. Hear me, the name of Rabbi Elazar in the pasuk to teach that two Talmidei Chacham who sharpen each other in halacha, they learn with each other and sharpen each other, are granted Hatzlacha from Hashem and are lifted to greatness. Now he continues the drash. This is only for Torah learned Lishma and only for Torah that's not learned to bring to Gaiva. And Torah, which is learned with Anova and Lishma, brings his zeichet to get the Torah which was given with the Yad Yamin with the right hand. Nachum Yitzchak says when Torah with the right hand means you get, like the pasuk says, Oyech Yom Bemino B'Smoil Oyech V'Chavid, means when it's the right hand you actually get all of it. Sai Oyech Yom Sai Oyech V'Chavid. When it's the left hand you only get Oyech V'Chavid. So Yamina you get all of it. Rav Yirmiyah, the name of Rish Lakish, Darshan Pesukim to teach. Two Talmidei Chacham who are nice to each other in halacha, Hashem listens to them, and it makes that even if they just think about doing a mitzvah, even if they don't end up doing it, Hashem considers it as if they did the mitzvah. Chanina Bar Idi says someone who does a mitzvah l'shma will never be told bad things b'suris rois. Rav Asi said even if Hashem decreed bad on this person, the bad decree gets taken away. Rav Abba, the name of Rish Lakish, says again based on Pesukim, two Talmidei Chacham listen to each other in halacha, Hashem listens to them. If they don't, it causes Chas V'Shalom the Shechina to leave Klal Yisrael. Two Talmidei Chacham who gather each other to learn halacha together, Hashem loves them. Rava says this is true if they know the basics of what they're learning, and if they don't have a rebbe to teach it to them. If they do, they should go be learning by him. Rav Abba, the name of Rish Lakish, Darshan Zvaitei, says lending money is a greater mitzvah than giving tzedakah, and investing with a poor person is even greater because he's not even embarrassed or pressured to pay it back. He then says if a Talmid Chacham takes revenge like a snake, still you should hang around him. But if an Amo Aretz is a chosid, still stay away from him. He's an Amo Aretz. He then says someone who raises a bad dog in his house, he holds back chesed from entering his house because poor people will be afraid to come. Nachman Yitzchak said he also throws away Yerushalayim. Whereas there's a story of a woman who went to bake in a house and a barking dog scared her to the point that she Nebuch lost a child that she was pregnant with. And when the owner said, don't be afraid, he doesn't have teeth anymore, the woman said, it's too late, the baby is lost. It's a pasuk that starts off by saying, be happy and cheerful. At the end it says, remember, Hashem is going to bring you to judgment. So Rav Huna says, the beginning is talking, is the pasuk is what the Yetzer Hara says. The end of the pasuk is what the Yetzer Tov tells a person. Rav Shlaka says, the beginning refers to learning Torah, and the end refers to Maisim Tovim. The Mishnah says, Biris Tahira. Rav Yehuda says, Biris is a bracelet. Rav Yosef says, the Mishnah said, a Biris can't become Tomei, a bracelet could become Tomei. The Mara says, Rav Yehuda meant it's like a bracelet, meaning it goes around the part of the body like a bracelet. But really what it is, it's a band that's worn around the leg of a woman to hold up her stockings. She's allowed to wear it on Shabbos because she's not going to take it off when she's outside because then her leg would become exposed. Ravin said a birin is a band on one leg and kivalim is a band when it's on two legs. Rav Huna said they're both bands on two legs, but when one attaches the two legs with a chain, that's called kivalim. Kivalim is attaching the two legs with a chain. And the reason why these chains, these kavalim, could become tameh, whereas biris cannot, because the kavalim have a purpose, they accomplish a purpose, like a keli, they hold the woman back from stretching out her legs too far when she walks, so she takes smaller steps, and that prevents women from losing their basulim, little girls from losing their basulim, if they take too large steps, so therefore, because of that, they're a keli, and because of that, they could become tameh. Rav Dimi Nehemi Yechon said, we learn from the tzitz, which is very small, that a woven beged of any size could become tameh. Abaye asked, the tzitz was made of metal, was made of gold, so how do you see that woven material, how do you learn out woven materials from there? Rav Dimi said, I made a mistake. Rather, what Rabbi Yochanan says, what we learn out from the tzitz, is that a tachshit of any size can become tameh. That we see from the tzitz. And we learn that a woven beged of any size can become tameh from the extra words in the pasuk that are written legabe tumas sheretz. It says, oi beged. The extra oi teaches that a woven beged of any size can become tameh. Bryce says this also. We learn woven material of any size can become tameh from oi beged. A tachshit of any size can become tameh from, we learn from the tzitz. Something of any size is made part woven and part tachshit. It also becomes tameh. We learn out from a pasuk of kol klei maisa. Sackcloth is more chumradic in that the material, and it could become tameh in that it could become tameh as a woven material. What does this mean? The Gemara is going to explain. But in is kol klei maisa is regarding tumas maisa. How do we know that mixed cloth of woven and tachshit become tameh even for sheretz as well? Rabbi said we learn from a gzeir shava of kli kli.